Well, hello, everybody. How are you doing? This is S. Anthony Thomas. This is the S. Anthony Thomas Show, episode number 144. Can we just dive right into it? I have to do this because I was going to talk about crime today anyway. But as it turns out, a relative of mine took my suggestion and got one of those doorbell cameras. And what did they catch? An actual porch pirate. Someone came onto their porch and stole stuff from their porch. Now, they had two heavy items on the porch. The porch pirate didn't take that. And they had a small item on the porch. The porch pirate took that. And I see porch pirate videos all the time online. You see, if you go on YouTube, you'll see Ring camera, porch pirates and things of that nature. And these are people that literally sometimes follow the truck around and then run up on the porch and take stuff. But in this particular case, my relative's case, the person, let's just say, I don't want to get into any specifics, but let's just say it looks like the person was delivering a package for another company, saw their package on the porch, came back and took that package, the small package, and left with it. Now, I'm not 100% sure, but as of right this moment when I'm recording this, that's what it looks like. They'll do a little more further research in the video to see what happened. But in any case, porch pirates, what in the blue heck is wrong with these idiots? They come on your porch. Now, my relative is several miles south in my hometown of Philadelphia. And you don't really want to roll up in my relative's neighborhood and be on the porch trying to take stuff. It's not the place where you want to be doing that. I'm just saying. I was visiting that relative. One of his neighbors got some of her mail put on his porch by accident. He didn't want to go back. He goes, "Hey, S, could you do me a favor and take this mail over to the lady's porch?" And I'm going, you expect me to go across down the block, was across the street and behind the house, walk onto this woman's porch at nighttime holding one of her packages, right? Now, if no one's home and I'm walking away with the package, you know, because I don't want to just leave it out in the street because, you know, you might as well hold on to it since she knows you have it and it's safe. What if another relative sees me on the porch? What if she doesn't know me? She knows you. What if she sees me and I'm sitting there holding the stuff? I don't want that kind of problem, man. I don't want that kind of problem. I don't want the dun, 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 bah, 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 bah. Popular podcaster S. Anthony Thomas. Well, I'll put it to you this way. Do you know what Swiss cheese is? Well, that's what he looks like because he was delivering a package to someone and it was a mistaken identity. He was actually doing her a favor, but when she came out blasting, I guess she didn't know. Apparently, she wasn't a listener. Back to you, Tim. Not me, Jack. But this guy came on his porch and took stuff off the porch. If he was home, let's just say that guy would have rued the day that he came onto his porch, because if he didn't get blasted or if he didn't get bit by the dog, he might have gotten stomped out by this person. Oh, yeah. And I hate thieves. I hated thieves before I was a victim of violent crime, and I've been the victim of violent crime a few times. You know, attempted muggings, successful carjacking. It's happened to me, right? I've lost relatives to violence. When you have been the subject of violence, either directly to you or to a loved one, and you've seen it and you've seen the effects, people don't like criminals to begin with. But when a criminal does something, now I get the kind of anger in me. And this had nothing to do with me directly. Well, if it happens to a friend of mine or it happened to a relative, it bothers me, obviously. But I'm telling you, man, I can't stand thieves, man. Because in the back of my mind, all I can think about is, like when that person did the carjacking, all I can think about is how him driving around going, ha, 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 I got this free car, ha, 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 that guy dived out of the way so I couldn't shoot him. I wasn't going to shoot him, but he didn't know that, ha, 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 ha. And he's laughing, driving away in the car that I had at the time, which I got back, by the way. But this guy, I'm sitting there all these days without my car. They got to do all the evidence and they got to go through the prosecution. I got to take time off to go down to court. You know what I'm saying? I got to go do all of this kind of crap. I got to wait through all these court cases and all this kind of crap. I got to get my car back. I got to clean all that crap off the car. I got to do all of this crap because this chump wanted something that didn't belong to him and was willing to use a deadly weapon to make me give him something that was mine. Now, you gotta be a real piece of crap to threaten someone's life, even if they didn't say, I'm going to shoot you. The simple fact that you're aiming a gun at a person's head is enough that you don't have to say it. Now, what about you go out there and you have no intention? You're literally going, even, let's just say this is a thought experiment. Let's just say in this world, you're a carjacker and you decide, hey, there's a chance to steal this particular person's car. Under no circumstances am I going to shoot this person. In fact, if this person goes, hey, stop, I'm going to go, you know what? Now that you said stop, now that you've put up some resistance instead of just screaming and running like most people, you've shown me a lot of heart, Buster. I'm not going to take your car. You go on and have a good day, even if that was the person's intention. The simple fact that you have a gun in your hand and your finger kneel the trigger, there could be an accident. What if the person jumps towards you and decides to fight? Bow, you shoot them and kill them. Even if you didn't have the intention of doing it, it could happen. You could have a hair trigger. You could have a problem with the spring inside of the gun. You know what I'm saying? Somebody from behind could startle you. You don't know what could happen. Anytime you have the gun, you could end the life of the person that has done nothing to you, and at the minimum, you're taking something from them. That is the way they get to work, the way they take the kids to school, the way they go shopping. You've damaged that person's life. Even if, in my case, like a couple of weeks or whatever, you slowed me down for a couple of weeks and threatened to kill me just by having the gun pointed towards my head, and I've done nothing to you. That's why I couldn't stand, can't stand, and detest criminals to this day. Hate them. Yes, most of the time when a person says hate, they don't mean it. Oh, I hate broccoli. You don't hate broccoli. You don't like the taste of broccoli. You don't want to put it in your mouth because you don't like the texture and you don't like the taste. But I don't see you trying to blow up a bunch of broccoli farms and going in the supermarket, stealing all the broccoli and setting it on fire in the middle of the parking lot. You don't hate broccoli. You just don't like it. That's different. But we say hate, but it doesn't mean hate. You just say hate because that's what you're supposed to say. But I can say I hate violent criminals. Yeah, I said it. Sometimes you wonder what would happen if the tables were actually turned on the violent criminal. Sometimes you'll go online and you'll see videos like instant karma. Maybe it'd be instant karma cops in traffic. That was one of the videos. That's one of my guilty pleasures when I decide I just want to not pay attention to anything. I don't want to do any work. I'm not working out. I'm not writing. I'm not editing. I'm not recording any videos. I'm just relaxing and I want to watch something mindless and stupid. I will watch dash cam videos, and those dash cam videos consist of people doing things in traffic that under normal circumstances they don't get caught for. But in this particular case, in these particular cases, in these particular videos, the instant karma cop videos. See how I pronounce videos? I did that for you so you can have something to think about. It's incredible. That's my little catchphrase. I don't like doing that. I'm going to stop doing it. Videos. I like watching those videos. And you can hear the visceral reaction of the person who's behind the dash camera. Man, I can't believe that guy did that in the car. Wait a minute. There's a police officer. Yeah. You hear people in the car cheering and clapping like their favorite team just sealed the game in the Super Bowl with a touchdown that makes it numerically impossible for the other team to even think about winning. That's the kind of cheering. And all it is a cop pulling over somebody for doing something bleep holy in traffic. And you get that visceral reaction, that pleasure of seeing the bad person get their comeuppance. That's why we go to the movies, right? We know the hero is going to whoop the bad person's buttocks at some point. We know Superman's going to snap Zod. Well, we don't know Superman's going to kill Zod, but we know he's going to beat him up, right? We know it, and we can't wait. When people saw the end of the Avengers, was it the Avengers Endgame? When Captain America's standing there, and all of a sudden these portals open up, and all of the Avengers start showing up, and you look at it like, ha 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 ha, Thanos, you about to get your butt whooping, your boy's about to get tuned up. You knew it was going to happen, and what did the crowd do? Yeah! We all knew it was going to happen. It's called Endgame. What is he going to do? Have Thanos get all the Infinity Stones and destroy the universe? That movie would have sucked. But do we know he's going to win? And we're sitting there with hiccups. Yeah! But sometimes in real life, the criminal gets his comeuppance. One of my favorite Blink videos is a video where an old guy has an AR-15 in his house. Some dude, much like the porch pirate that stole from my relative, and you know, I mean, probably stolen from a bunch of people if they don't have cameras on a property. You may think that a package got stolen and have to go through insurance or whatever, and maybe one of these pieces of crap took it, right? But a guy comes up on the porch and the old guy busts out, hey, 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 and he used some profanity that I choose not to use on this particular show, right? I use profanity on the other podcast called S. Anthony Says. Make sure you check it out. I mean, I don't always use profanity, but I'm okay using profanity on that show, but I tend not to use it on this show. Back to what I was saying. Cheap plug. But it's not a cheap plug because they're both my podcasts. Go listen to that podcast too. Back to this show. So the guy comes up on the guy's porch and the old guy busts out, you tried it. You tried it. And he put my bleep back up on his porch, man. And he berates the kid. And the guy's like, okay, old man, you got it. You got it. Right? You shouldn't have been coming up on that dude's porch in the first place. What if he blasted you? What if he tuned your punk behind up? What if he shot you? What if he sicked the dog on you? What if he came on the porch and tuned you up and beat you down? Right? Because as it turns out, from what I understand, the person who stole from my relative got a box full of paper, plates, knives, and forks. This particular relative didn't feel like going back to the supermarket. They had some paper plates and knives and forks. They had some already, and they decided to buy some more. You know what? Since I'm already ordering stuff, let me just order this now, because it'll be here in a couple of days. So the person bypassed some other stuff on the porch that was more valuable, but too heavy to just drag off like that. It's been too much. Took the box, and now this fool sitting there, ha ha ha, I got it, rips it open, and I guess I don't have to buy plates for 3 months and or knives and forks, the plastic ones. Oh, this is this was definitely worth going on a person's personal property, potentially getting blasted with a gun, potentially getting bitten by a GSD dog or a Cane Corso or somebody's pit bull, or going to jail 5 years, or having my third strike if you're in the third strike state. Right? And sometimes you think about when bad people do bad things to good people, people that didn't do anything wrong, people that are genuinely good human beings. And sometimes you have a fantasy, right? You imagine a guy with his wife and they're having a bit of a tough time, the kind of tough time that under normal circumstances happens in the marriage. And it's the kind of thing that when you get over that hump, the marriage is infinitely stronger, right? Because I've been in relationships where I had a tough time with a girlfriend, right? And we got over it. Now, I'm not with those people now, but we're still friends and all that kind of stuff. You know, and a couple of them got it on with someone else. And after they got it on with someone else, and I was not getting it on with other people, I was like, really? You decided to do that? But those relationships were garbage to begin with, right? But let's think about this scenario. You're a good guy. You're leading a good life. You're taking care of your wife and kids and everything's great. You're having a good time. You're having a tough time for whatever reason. You're both pretty good people. But while you're having that tough time, she has a moment of weakness. And some other guy, knowing she's married but doesn't give a crap, moves in on her and he starts jumping on top of her and getting it on with her. And they have 97 days of him jumping all up on top of her and getting it on with her. And it almost breaks up your marriage permanently. But then she realizes, this guy is not as cool as my husband. I can't believe I did this. I had a moment of weakness. 97 days of weakness. But let's be right? And then she goes back to the husband. She tells him he's mad, right? But he's like, oh, because he refrained from doing anything. He just wanted to just see if they could figure it out. And he's mad. But they did say they were going to take some time apart. But he's still mad because they were still married. But he's like, I love this woman so much. Dang it. I'm going to try to make it work, even though some other guy was jumping on top of her for 3 months, right? Well, not the whole 3 months, but she was with that guy for 3 months in this scenario, right? She went out and found out that the grass wasn't greener. And even if the grass was green, she likes her grass, right? She goes back to him. But the guy won't give it up. The guy just keeps pursuing her. And he picks up the phone one time and says, look, this is my wife. I know she was with you, so you don't have to try to give me any kind of crap talking about, oh, I'm going to tell you what we did. And I don't care what you did. I've forgiven her. And if she never does it again, she's out. But I don't have to worry about her doing it again because she's never going to do it again because she's back with me and everything's great. And if you call my wife again, if I see you anywhere near my wife again, I'm going to boop and insert really, really vicious, vicious threats that he's not kidding about. And the other guy goes, whoa, the way he sounded, maybe he's, I was getting it on with his wife, but I was also getting it on with three other women, and the other women don't have angry husbands. And those threats were a little too graphic. I don't think he was just randomly saying things. I think he had some, I'm going to back off. And he backs off eventually. Some time passes. There's a man, he's having problems with his brain. He goes to the doctor. There's only one doctor in the region that's good enough to do this surgery, and everybody else is booked up and too far away to get there to do this surgery. They can't do the surgery. He needs this surgery done, like, right now. He sits down. He's waiting for the doctor to come in. The doctor that's got to do this emergency surgery. And the doctor looks at him and goes, "You." And the patient goes, because the brain surgeon has got to do the surgery on his brain. The brain surgeon, who's only one that is good enough to be able to do it, is the husband. Yeah, the husband knows what he looks like because he saw pictures on the phone that his wife deleted in front of him. He saw the pictures. He knows what you look like, and he's looking right at you. And the guy knows because he was pursuing a wife. He found out the reason he decided to stop pursuing her because he found that the doctor was a muscled up 6'2" guy who would probably mangle him. And he goes, "Hey. Hey man, I'm really sorry about your wife." "Oh, that's not a problem. I mean, I am angry with you because you were inside my wife while I was married to her. I'm upset with you because of that. You took advantage of a weak moment, a weak time in our marriage to take advantage of my wife knowing she was married. But I'm a professional. I take my job very, very seriously. And the last thing I would do is go into that operating room where there's a very, very good chance that you would die even if I do everything right, and use that as an excuse to get revenge on you. The last thing I would ever do is that." "Yeah, right? I take my job serious. I mean, granted, one little slip up and you're permanently damaged and you can't be repaired. Another little slip up, you don't wake up from the surgery. And even if people were to check my work, even if another doctor was right next to me, it would look like I did everything right. And you would still not wake up. Or if I was a really mean person, I would let you wake up, but you would wake up altered permanently. But I love my job too much and I don't like doing that kind of crap. So I'm gonna try to save you. But like I said, I'm sorry about your wife. Hey, don't worry about it, man. You don't have to keep apologizing. Yeah. You have any dead relatives? Everybody has dead relatives. Yeah. Do you miss them? Of course. Well, you're going to get a chance to see them soon. What? Just kidding. Hopefully nobody's going to actually do that. But let's be honest. I mean, if you've ever been the victim of any kind of crime, if anyone's ever stolen anything from you or done bad things to you where you literally have done nothing to them, they just had an opportunity to take a cheap shot at you, had an opportunity to take something from you, had an opportunity to damage your life because doing something that damages you but pleasures them, like getting it on with your husband or getting it on with your wife, getting it on with your boyfriend, getting it on with your girlfriend. They don't even want them. They just look, they look good. They think, "I'm going to enjoy this person for a while and then get rid of them after I'm done using them." When these people come into your life and they do the crime or they do the damage, man, there's a part of you that wants them to suffer. It's just natural. It's human nature. There's nothing you can do about it. People always talk about karma, and I don't necessarily believe there's some kind of force that evens things out. Right. And I think when people think of karma, I think basically what it is there's a person that does bad things and they keep doing bad things. And every time you do bad things, you're kind of pressing the button. You're kind of flipping a coin. You're kind of rolling dice. You're taking chances. You keep robbing people. And eventually you're going to run across someone else who you're robbing, who's a concealed carrier. Pew, pew, pew. Or a martial artist. Right? And you'll keep making more and more reckless decisions. And when you make reckless decisions on a regular basis, I don't know if it's karma that comes to get you. It's just when you do dumb crap. Like they say, if you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. So to the person who stole the plates, I hope you, well, I don't want to say that I don't want anything super bad to happen to you. And maybe get your hand slammed in the door. I'll take a good finger slam in the door. I'll take that. You know, I'll take maybe crack your head really hard getting into the car. No, not just once. I said, no, in fact, well, I hope you get your hand slammed in the door. And then while you're getting in the car, you look down. Oh, my hand hurts. And then you get distracted by your hand and then bust your head against the door when you're getting into your car. Yeah, I think I need three things to happen to you. How about this? You slam your hand and you get your hand caught in the door. Ah, you go to your car, bang, bang your head. And then when you're driving to work, you hit a pothole and it flattens both of your tires and you're late for work. Who am I kidding? You probably don't have a job. I digress. But you agree with me, don't you? When people do bad things, you want bad things to happen to them in return. I know that sounds like a bad thing to say, but let's keep it real. It didn't even happen to me, and I still want this guy to slam his hand in the door, crack his head on the damn car door when he's getting there, and I want his tires to be busted on the freeway, and he gets stuck there for a long period of time and has to have his car towed. And I hope the way the amount that his car has to be towed is four times what it costs my friend to buy them plates. Yeah, I said it. That doesn't make me weird, doesn't it? Make me a mean guy, doesn't it? I mean, it's okay that I said that, right? Good. That's what I thought. Well, folks, this has been episode number 144 of the S. Anthony Thomas Show. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for being friends. And I need you to do me a favor, my friends, if you got this far. And of course you did with these smooth tones. If you got this far with these smooth tones, there's no way you wouldn't. Do me a favor, rate and review this podcast. 5 stars, please. Tell a friend to tell a friend about this podcast. Tell them they're going to love it. Sit down and listen to it with them. Enjoy it together, my friends. Right? And if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. And if you follow me on social media and you see me post about these episodes, do me a favor. Retweet, whatever this crap, and let everybody else know about this crap, because I love doing this crap and I hope you love this crap. You dig? Cool. This is Tuesday and we're here Tuesdays and Thursdays, so I will see you again on Thursday, because apparently you weirdos are listening to both shows. I mean, you really great people are listening to both shows. You're definitely not weirdos. Yeah, you're weird, but I'm weirder. Much love to you. See you then. Take care.